I have a dream often since I was a child. I'm in a field of blue flowers, marigolds only chest high. I'm running. At first, it feels peaceful and seems as though I'm running in slow motion. I laugh, not understanding my urge to run. I look behind me, and in the very far distance is a figure. Nothing I can make out clearly, but no cause for alarm. I keep running. I keep laughing. I smile and spin in the sunshine. It is truly an idyllic scene. As I spin, I notice the figure is just a tiny bit closer. Still can't make out anything, no sign of it being a danger. I slow. I stand and run my hands across the flowers, waving them back and forth, closing my eyes and aiming my body toward the sun. A smile breaks out across my face. I turn back. The figure is close and black. I start running now with purpose. The figure notices and keeps pace. I am running full tilt. I keep looking back, but I never get any further away from the encroaching black figure. It has no discernible form or shape and makes no real movements, almost floating over the ground toward me. But it is utterly, completely black. Opaque. I keep running. I'm getting tired. I can't gain any ground. I keep running, simultaneously in admiration of the beauty of this field of giant marigolds and in chest-heaving panic at being stalked by some unidentifiable blackness. My lungs burn. My legs tremble. I know if I don't keep running, I will die. I try to wake myself, tell myself this is just a dream and I can wake up anytime I want. I wonder if I stop and confront this thing, if it will leave me alone. But my fear of it outweighs my ability to reason in this moment. I try to focus on body mechanics, making my running as efficient as I can so I can keep on going. Maybe tire this thing out before I need a break. But no matter what I try, I can't get away. Inevitably, I fall, tumbling to the ground, and see it soaring toward me. In less than a second, the blackness is upon me, engulfing my entire body, tearing into my flesh everywhere it touches. It reaches its bony, elongated fingers like tendrils into my mouth, pulling in both directions as hard as it can. It tastes like soot must taste. And just as the searing pain hits before my jaw snaps away from my skull, I hear unearthly noise, like tines hitting my eardrums, making me cringe the way you do when glass breaks. A ringing, a snapping, an animalistic roar, a scream. A victory howl, and then I wake up. I have this dream often. Today, I woke up in a field full of blue flowers. Marigolds only chest high. And I don't know whether to run or to hide.